Last night at the St. Petersburg City Hall, the St. Pete City Council held a public discussion forum to discuss the new raised stadium proposal. With about 600 people in attendance, the City Council heard the opinions of residents both for and against the construction of a new stadium.
Professional baseball has been enjoyed on the waterfront in St. Petersburg for over 80 years. We have a duty to continue the story for our kids. I believe this ownership group has a genuine interest in developing the franchise to become a great chapter in the history of our community. The owners have taken steps to improve the quality on the field. They've invested millions in the dome, and they've done their best efforts to reach out to the local fan base. They've made a commitment to give back to the community. For the new stadium, they developed a feasible plan that's a great step in the right direction, and I think we should reward their efforts with our best attempts to help make it work.
The number of people who voiced their opposition to the new stadium outnumbered those who supported it 2-1.
To tear down the Tropicana Field ballpark and build another ballpark approximately 1 mile away on a precious resource such as our waterfront is, in my opinion, environmentally unsound, economically unsound, fiscally irresponsible, and morally reprehensible. It is the type of development for greed that has turned so much of Florida's beautiful beaches and shoreline into concrete jungle that is inaccessible to the vast majority of Floridians and tourists.
Earlier in the day, the City Council met with Rays representatives and executives, where the Council asked some tough questions. The City Council didn't seem to be satisfied with the answers the Rays gave, citing differences in the numbers from previous meetings. Things got tense when a resident made it clear that he feels that the stadium proposal is becoming an election issue.
The voters of St. Petersburg will speak to you at the next election in a language you can understand. Mayor Baker, what are you thinking? Do you not see that after years of building up goodwill with the people of St. Petersburg, you're throwing it all away? People are turning against you. It would be difficult to run for any office when you are known as the man who forced the stadium on us. Council members, it's time to get past the smoke, mirrors, and voodoo math and take a close look at the views of the people who elected you. Your vote could determine your fate in the next election.
Stephen Lang, a local architect, outlines why he feels the stadium proposal is flawed.
The $150 million that the Rays are putting up front, as we all know, is rent. It's reformed rent. It's paid up in advance to pay for the stadium. The Rays are dictating how we, the city, are going to use their $150 million of prepaid rent in terms of constructing the stadium. We don't have it for the benefit of the general fund. We don't have it for the benefit of maintaining the facility or operating or managing or paying the insurance. So the Rays are dictating how we're going to use their rent, their $150 million. Now, we give them a stadium, and they give us the rent. So it's not a donation. It's not a contribution. It's our money. It's rent that we've earned by giving them the facility. As such, that means that 100% of this project is public money, county and city. Nothing. I defy anyone to identify the first dollar that's coming out of the Rays' pockets.
He goes on to mention that the Rays have yet to release a construction cost estimate for the $450 million that they have said the new stadium construction would cost.
We're taking it on a flight and on a whim and on a word that it's $450 million. It could be easily $500, $550, $600 million. Until you, Council, ask for a construction cost estimate, you should not put this on the ballot because you don't know what it's going to cost, and yet you're here talking about excise taxes and property taxes and what's going to be generated to pay off $300 million or $145 million postures. You have no clue as to what this thing is going to cost and what it's going to take to pay it off.
Bill Deaver is the business manager of Electricians Local 915 and the president of the Florida Gulf Coast Building Construction Trades Council. He had this to say about the proposed stadium.
The men and women of the building trades unanimously support the redevelopment of Tropicana Field and the new stadium project. These projects will create as many as 10,000 jobs and provide upwards of $1 billion in economic investment and bring much-needed retail establishments to generate millions in tax and sales tax dollars for the city of St. Petersburg.
Mostel Gloria talked about the impact that the current ballpark has on the region.
Has money been made or money been lost? Has the area in the vicinity been revitalized or depressed? I asked a Rays representative recently, show us how your franchise has benefited the current situation here. His response, again, very frank, I can't. I don't know the figures. So how could the Rays, through any of their spokespeople, show you even inconclusively what a new development would do?
Jessica Emery spoke about the current capacity of Tropicana Field and the estimated capacity of the proposed stadium.
The all-inclusive stadium was the fad of the 1990s. We got Tropicana Field. The latest stadium fad is intimate family feel with fewer seats to gain more aggregate revenue dollar per game. For a team that has earned an average attendance of 17,704 people in the last 10 years, according to the Baseball Almanac, I'm not sure why a city would make such a large financial decision for a new 34,000-seat stadium when the existing is in working condition and is only utilized by 50% capacity.